And our next guest, you might know him from Sunfruits or his drumming with Jade Imagine, but Winter McQueen's solo work stands beautifully on its own, channeling folk, country, psych pop with a deeply environmental and introspective lens. Winter's music has been praised by the likes of Shindig Magazine, Rolling Stone AU, and KEXP. His latest material includes singles from his upcoming album, Where Are We Now? And actually, earlier today, I was listening to a lot of it before this interview, and I was really liking it. So I'm really excited for this album that's coming out next month. And he joins us ahead of his performance at Third Eye Stimuli Records' 9th birthday bash at the Metro Social in Sydney. It's happening tonight. It's a free event, so if you have nothing to do tonight, definitely go down and experience it. And also, I think it's really great that he's coming up from Melbourne. He's actually from Melbourne and is here in the studio right now. Winter, good afternoon. How are you going?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you. How was your trip coming up here? Was it pretty smooth sailing or?
Yeah, I mean, relatively. It's pretty windy like on either end, but yeah. I don't know. Modern aviation's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm always blown away.
It feels like a fever dream every time you get in an aircraft.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, let's start by talking about your upcoming album. It's called Where Are We Now? What can fans expect for this one, sonically and, you know, thematically?
I guess it's more of the same from my second album, but a little bit more refined, I would say, like production-wise and songwriting-wise. I hope I've stepped up. I've also... Each song is written with a different collaborator.
Yeah, I saw that.
So there's lots of great songwriters and musicians on this record, which I'm very grateful for. It's 9 songs, which every single one of my albums somehow has ended up at 9 songs each.
Do you know why? Or?
No, I'm not planning on it. It's just like...
It just happened.
It's happened. So hopefully the next one, maybe 10.
That's kind of fitting for my next question, because tonight you're celebrating 9 years of Third Eye Stimuli. I mean, everything's kind of aligning right now. What connection have you had with this label?
Such a big connection. Yeah, Josh has been really supportive of my music, both with Sunfruits when we first started in 2019 and then really pushing me to put out solo music in 2021 with my first album, which was just a collection of like songs I'd written that I didn't want to use in Sunfruits. But then, yeah, from there is really kind of supported me to have a solo career, really.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, very big thanks to Josh.
So how long have you been a part of Third Eye Stimuli?
I guess 2019, so like 6 years.
So most of their
most
existence.
Most of the time,
yeah. Great. And did you know them before they were Third Eye Stimuli? Or like,
no.
Did you know Josh, or did you just kind of met him through the music scene in Melbourne?
Yeah, I mean, I met him, I got introduced to him by Jack from Hot Apple Band, who's also on
great.
The label.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in Sydney for doing a show and like with someone else, and then I was hanging out with Jack and he was like, oh, we should do a split 7-inch, like Hot Apple Band and Sunfruits. And then he was like, we should talk to this guy. And then I sent him an email, and then just from there, it blossomed.
Yeah. Nice. And you're celebrating 9 years tonight at the Metro Social. What will you be playing? Will you be playing any songs from your upcoming album?
Yeah, I think we do like 4 or 5 songs from the new album.
Right.
And some songs from the second album. Yeah, no songs from the first album, but some other new songs as well.
Yeah. Do you have anything special planned for the show tonight?
Yeah, I think Jack and Lewis are jumping up with us at certain points.
Oh, cool.
And then I'm playing drums with Hot Apple Band as well, which is always fun. And Rudy, who plays drums in my band and is also on a couple of the tracks on my new album, he's jumping up to do an unreleased song with Hot Apple Band as well. So there's a lot of a lot of passing.
And it's a free event, so it feels like you're getting so much when actually you're going to this. It's so cool to see that Third Eye Stimuli has built this real family of musicians that help each other out through, you know, live performances like tonight. And it's great to see that you're helping another band by playing their drums and they're helping you out. And it's just like a really nice community that you're celebrating.
Yeah, it's a big family.
Yeah, it really feels like that. I've got an interesting question for you. Mm-hmm. What's the weirdest sound or instrument that you've used for any of your recordings before?
Oh, that's a good one.
Maybe you might have used this in your upcoming album.
Yeah. Probably a rain stick. It's not that weird, but
what's that? I don't even know what a rain stick.
It's like a stick, like a cylinder filled with, I think usually, I don't actually know what it's filled with. Some like rice or like small beads.
Yeah.
And then when you turn it 90 degrees, it makes like a whoosh sound.
Right.
Yeah, I think it made it on one song, maybe yeah. one spot.
Have you ever used anything like really DIY, like maybe something that you found around the house?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like a beer bottle or like a... anything that sounds good.
Yeah.
Because recording, no one knows what it is. Like, you know what I mean? They can't see it.
Is that how you find you write your music, from banging stuff around the house, or is it from somewhere else?
I guess so. Whenever inspiration strikes.
Yeah. Is that quite regularly or?
Yeah.
Or 9 times a year? Hence. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. In, what's the 9th month? September? No. October. No, yeah, no, September.
It's the next month, September, yeah. When the album comes out. Yeah. Hey, it's, bro, oh what is going God. On? Winter, we're like really uncovering
what the
this.
Hell? Yeah. it's nah, crazy. Yeah, I try and write songs pretty regularly. It's just fun. I just really enjoy it.
Yeah, great.
I go a bit crazy if I don't. Yeah.
And is there any bands that you're listening to at the moment that we should be getting across or getting into?
So many. I feel like I'm so stoked on so many bands at the moment.
Could you list a few?
Yeah. Way Dynamic from Melbourne. They just put out a new album. I really enjoy it. Giant Hammer is a band from Sydney. Really enjoy their new stuff as well.
Nice.
There's so many people. I love, like, Australian music community is so good.
Yeah, it's great.
Michael Beach, Lea Senior.
Got to get my pen out and start writing.
Yeah, Forever Sun. I could go on. I don't know. There's heaps.
That's great. And finally, what else is coming out for 2025 with you? Because I know you're doing a bunch of different collaborations with different people. Is there anything that you're working on at the moment?
Yeah. Me and my friend Murray have a new project together called Beefheart McQuinn, and we've been writing an album.
Yes, I did hear about this.
Yeah. But this year, the rest of the year is just kind of touring for me. And the band. We're going on tour with Sylvie from the US.
Oh, wow.
As well as Casey and Clayton from Canada, and Sunny and the Sunsets from the US as well. And then doing some like headline shows.
Wow, so much stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, busy, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to finish the year strong.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, Winter McQueen's new single for his upcoming album, Where Are We Now? You can listen to them. They're on his Spotify or wherever you get your music. And the full record is dropping on September the 19th. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can now catch him live tonight at the Metro Social for the Third Eye Stimuli Records 9th birthday alongside the uplifting Bell Ends and Hot Apple Bands. And you can check out Winter's music on all streaming platforms and keep an ear out for more of his dreamy music wherever he releases it. Winter, thank you so much for joining us this Wednesday afternoon.
Thanks for having us.